রাধিকা ইজ অলওয়েজ সুপিরিয়র টু মি
আমার ভিতরে কোন একটা জিনিস আছে
বাট দ্যার ইজ সামথিং উইদিন মি
যাকে দেখলেই শ্রীমতী রাধিকা পাগল হয়ে যায়
বাট ওয়েন শি সিজ ওয়ান অফ মাই কোয়ালিটিজ রাধিকা বিকামস কমপ্লিটলি ম্যাড
আমার ভিতরে
উইদিন মি
এমন কি মাধুর্য আছে
দ্যার ইজ সাম সুইটনেস উইদিন মি
সেটি আমি বুঝতে পারি
দ্যাট আই ক্যানট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস মুড
রাধিকেব যদি আমি রাধা হতে পারি
ইফ আই বিকাম রাধা মাই সেলফ
আধার ভাব নিয়ে
ইফ আই টেক দ্য মুড অফ রাধিকা ইফ আই টেক দ্য কমপ্লেকশন ইফ আই বিকাম অ্যাবজর্বড ইন দ্য মুড অফ রাধিকা দেন আই উইল বি এবল টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট হোয়াট সুইটনেস আই হ্যাভ হোয়াট ইজ দ্য সুইটনেস
হোয়াট ইজ
দ্য গ্লোরিজ অফ রাধিকা
প্রণয় মহিমা
হোয়াট ইজ দ্য গ্লোরিজ অফ দ্য লাভ অফ রাধিকা
প্রণয় মহিমা মানে কি
হোয়াট ইজ প্রণয় মহিমা
সাধারণ জিনিস না
Not ordinary object. Sneha, Maan and then Pranay.
Madanakya Bhava Paryanta.
And even up to Madanakya Bhava.
Milanete Viraha Amirale Javatiya Bhava in Madanakya Bhava ete re.
Madanakya Bhava. That is actually the Milana.
Amake dekhe.
That is Viraha.
Madhur Rup Ityadi Darshan Kare.
When Radhika sees my beautiful form.
Bhar ki bhava.
What will be her sentiment?
Ki jatiya sukhutpanna hai.
What type of happiness she feels, I want to understand. What is How Radhika tests my sweetness. Sometimes she becomes unconscious. Sometimes Radhika becomes unconscious. So in Jagannath Puri and Mahaprabhu used to experience in Gambhira but it has not been written. But Mahaprabhu has experienced the mood of Srimati Radhika. So in order to test the mood of Radhika, experience the ecstatic sentiments of Radhika. So Krishna appeared as son of Shachi. So Krishna appeared as the son of Shachi. There was actually eclipse. It was evening time. Everyone was saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In Navadvip Dham, everywhere, people were going to bathe in Ganga. And through the medium of Kirtan, through Kirtan. So this Kirtan disclosed that through this Kirtan Mahaprabhu disclosed to the entire world at a time of lunar eclipse that I am going to appear and I am going to give the entire world this mood of the love of Radhika towards Krishna. So everywhere Hari Bol, Hari Bol and very sweet childhood pastimes. What was the name given? Everyone was wondering what name should be given to the girls who were there,
Sita Thakurani,
nearby
Malini Devi,
woman, wife of Advaita Acharya, Sita Devi,
she
was Pandita's wife, Malini, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita, all the elderly people, they were thinking that Sachi Devi's previous daughters have all died, so name should be kept Nimai. Neem is not written by Yamaraj. Yama means actually very golden complexion. Therefore, he's given Nimai. And, or he's also called Vishwambara, who feeds the entire world. And then later on, he began to grow. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat all these pastimes have been described. Then he began to study. So then Vishwarup was sent. Mother Shachi told Mother Shachi told Vishwambhar, go and bring Vishwarup to study in the school of Advaita Acharya. When Advaita Acharya saw Vishwambhar, he was wonderstruck. Oh, then Vishwambhar, when he told Advaita Acharya in the mind, oh, you are only called me, are you not able to recognize me? Later on, but Vishwambhar also was uncontrollable child. Actually, Krishna, even Nimai, he used to catch one big bull who has big horns, uncontrollable bull. And he also used to catch a snake, black snake he used to catch fearlessly. Oh, he should not. When they used to see that Vishwambhar is actually near a black snake, they used to pray, Oh God, may this snake should not bite Nimai. So in this way, very wonderful behavior of Nimai, his conduct was very wonderful. So the people like Keshav Kashmiri, who have actually conquered the entire world, came there. That time, there was a challenge given by, challenge was given. Actually, Keshav Kashmiri had defeated every big scholar in the world and finally had come to Navadvip to challenge. So Nimai, then all the pandits in Navadvip, they told that go and approach Nimai, who is a student. So actually Nimai went to Ganga. At Ganga, the sun was setting. The sun was reddish in color as it was setting. The entire Navadvip was filled with the reddish light of the sun at the time of sunset. That time Keshav Kashmiri, he arrived on the bank of Ganga. That time, there was actually a camel cart and other carts. There were so many books were there. Mahaprabhu saw and respected him. Mahaprabhu gave him a seat to sit down. From your lips, Mahaprabhu said, I want to hear some new fresh shlokas from your lips. You want to hear shlokas from my lips? Okay. So within a moment, like a train, he began to speak unlimited number of fresh shlokas. So he began to speak so many shlokas by his mouth. He thought, so Mahaprabhu's students, Sanskrit students, were wonderstruck to see Keshav Kashmiri's erudition and scholarship. So then Mahaprabhu told, oh, you have spoken so many shlokas, now tell me defects and qualities of your shlokas. Keshav Kashmiri said, no, my shlokas have no defects, only good qualities. Then Mahaprabhu immediately picked up some shloka right in the middle. And Mahaprabhu said, then Keshav Kashmiri was wonderstruck, oh, I spoke shlokas like at a speed of wind, and how does he remember the shloka right in the middle? Mahaprabhu could remember. Only one person, only a Shrutidhar person who can remember whatever he hears at once, he can find a defect. So then Keshav Kashmiri began to scratch his head. This is not an ordinary boy. So tell the qualities. There is no defect. What Mahaprabhu
অর্থকে নাশ করে পাঁচটি গুণ আর পাঁচটি দোষ দেখিয়ে
দিয়েছে। মহাপ্রভুস ফাইভ কোয়ালিটিস and five defects he told in that shloka. All the children wanted to clap. Then Mahaprabhu told Aishwarya Kashmiri that he should come tomorrow and he should take rest tonight and he should come tomorrow.
হে দেবী আমাকে একটু হারাইলে।
Then Kesha Kashmiri went and he worshipped Saraswati Devi. How can an ordinary child defeat me? That time
আকাশবাণী হলো তার
কাছে, that time there was an aerial sound that your lifetime to lifetime's good fortune was there.
He's
not an ordinary child. He is this Bhagavan who has created the entire universe. He is my husband. Don't delay, Saraswati told. Tomorrow morning go and surrender to him. Take shelter of him. When Kesha Kashmiri went to mourning, he came to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet.
তখন মহাপ্রভু
বললেন, মহাপ্রভু টোল্ড কেশব কাশ্মীরি, দিগ্বিজয় কনকারিং দ্য এন্টায়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ নট দ্য গোল অফ হিউম্যান লাইফ, ইউ শুড ট্রাই টু বিকম মোর হাম্বল দ্যান আ ব্লেড অফ গ্রাস অ্যান্ড এঙ্গেজ ইন ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস, দেন ইউ উইল বি ডেলিভার্ড। হোয়াট ইজ দ্য ইউজ অফ কনকারিং দ্য এন্টায়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড? Only your false pride will increase. And then Krishna, Mahaprabhu showed mercy to Kesha Kashmiri. Later on,
Lakshmi Devi sabne
kuch din pare, yes,
tini aprakat hoye Parvati kale te Vishnu Priya Devi, tin Vishnu Priya ke prema bhakti swarupi.
Vishnu Priya is Prema Bhakti. Then she married Prema Bhakti. Then she went to Gaya. In order to give, he went to Gaya. In order to give Pinda, he went to Gaya. Then there is actually the footprint of Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. There is the footprint of then there he met Ishwar Puri. When he met Ishwar Puri, then Nimai became absorbed in divine ecstasy. Oh Gurudev, I am offering everything, my heart, my soul unto you. You should deliver me from this ocean of birth and death. Then Mahaprabhu, how Mahaprabhu was more humble than a blade of grass, and he went to his Guru and he surrendered everything, his body, mind, soul, I have offered everything at your feet. By surrendering everything at the feet of Gurudev, I become completely happy. Unless we completely surrender to Gurudev completely, there should be not even one drop of independence. Until then, Krishna Bhakti will not appear in the heart. Till then, there will be duplicity in the heart. I know something. Kesha Kashmir is a thing. I know so much, but he didn't know anything. Therefore,
Guru Nikate Te.
Near the Gurudev, near the Shiksha Guru, we have to completely surrender and we have to sell everything. Then only we will be if we are complete
bhakti,
bhakti
devi,
just as we have devotion towards Krishna, we must have the same devotion for just as we have devotion for Guru, same devotion we should have for Krishna. Devotion we have for Krishna, same devotion for Hari. Then only we can understand the secrets of spiritual life. Then all the Vedas, Upanishads, all Siddhanta, everything will manifest in the heart.
Mahaprabhu,
he is
Boite Shatrade. ডোর বেঁধে দিলেন আর না আর কয়েকজন লোককে নিয়ে ওই ছাত্রা বললো যে সে আপনার পথ অনুগমন করে হাতে তালি বাজিয়ে.
So all the students of Mahaprabhu used to follow Nimai Pandit, and Nimai Pandit used to preach every house by saying Hariharaya Namak Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Shri Madhusudan. Mahaprabhu used to sing, and Mahaprabhu used to engage in Sankirtan. When you hold this, I have to go on the stage. I'm just going to pass you the watch carefully.
So today, by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we could perform the first day of our Sri Navaridham Parikrama. Today we visited the yoga pit where Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Then we went to Shiva Sangam, the houses of Sri Advaita Acharya and Sri Ganadhar Pandit. Then Sri Chaitanya Math, that place which was most dear to Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And last we went to the Samadhi of Chankazi. At the end of Krishna Lila, after returning to Goloka Vrindavan, then Krishna was thinking, in my Lila, I tasted all different types of rasas, transcendental mellows, and I enjoyed all of that. But still, when I see the absorption of Srimati Radhika, then I cannot understand what she is experiencing. Krishna said, it's true that she is my Prem Guru. It's true that she is superior to me in every way, but still, there is something in me that makes her mad. What is that sweetness in me? How I can taste it? How can I understand? Then Krishna was thinking, unless I become Srimati Radhika, unless I take her mood and complexion, I cannot understand what sweetness is in me. Devasi Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikati Ladini Shakti Asmat. Thinking this way, Krishna came in the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikati. What does pranay mean? From when bhav develops into prem, then it matures into sneha, man, then it comes to pranay. That pranay, Krishna was thinking, how I can understand it. What does speak of Radharani's topmost absorption in separation from Krishna and her moods in Madanakya Mahabhav? Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in Jagannath Puri, he tasted all these things with Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy in the Gambira. Therefore, with these moods in mind, Krishna appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi here in Navadvip. How astonishing was his appearance! He appeared in the lunar eclipse, in the sandhya, just when the moon was sinking. That time, as was customary, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people were taking baths in the Ganga, chanting Haribol, Haribol,
Haribol, Haribol.
And in the midst of Harikirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, thus indicating, I will give this prem through the medium of Harinam Sankirtan, and through Harinam Sankirtan I will taste these moods of Srimati Radhika. But what name to give such an astonishing child? There were the older ladies, especially the wife of Sri Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakurani, and the wife of Srivas Thakur, Malini Devi, they said to Mother Sachi, you should call him Nimai. Because Mother Sachi's first six children have been taken by Yamaraj. Therefore, it's like a joke name, Nimai. Then no one will take the child. And his real name will be Vishwambar, because he maintains the universe. What an astonishingly beautiful golden color he has.